Ouais. Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. Anyway, more good news, I'm elated to say. I was reading the news from Italy today and why we should celebrate. Because there's a new law in Italy and it's allowing children's rights activists to go into, well, slaughterhouses. Let's call them what they are. Abortion clinics is the euphemism. And women who are considering committing the murder of their children might be talked out of it. And this baby might be saved. Okay, these are mothers, maybe very difficult situations. Maybe she's very young, very poor. Maybe she's not in a relationship. Her boyfriend, her husband is threatening her, twisting her arm, her parents psychologically pressurizing her to do this or whatever. She might have lots of other children. The child might be severely disabled, something like that. There could be all sorts of difficulties. So these children's rights activists are there to tell these women that there is an alternative. We're often told the murder of children is a matter of choice. That's true. Every act of violence is a choice. Every act of abuse is a choice. Every crime is a choice. It is never the victim's choice, the one most impacted by it. So the abortion industry is always banging on about choice, but they hate it if someone is to remind this mother that there is a choice for life, that she could show mercy to her child, so that there's organizations there, we can offer you practical support, if it's nappies, if it's formula, if it's money, if it's babysitting, or you want to give your child up for adoption or something like that, or any sort of moral support, that we are here for you. And of course, sometimes it works, and some people owe their lives to this, and some mothers are elated that they had that practical and moral support at the crucial juncture. And if the abortion industry was really pro-choice, it would encourage this, reminding this mother of the other option, even at the very last moment. They're all about suppressing choice and oppression more broadly. So well done to Giorgia Meloni for doing a great service both to women and to children. So she really is a wonderful woman, this Prime Minister of Italy, or for what is it, President of the Council, to use her correct title. Anyway, so unsurprisingly, the abortion industry is furious that choice is actually going to be promoted, and they're going to call it harassment. They attempt to delegitimize and demonize peaceful protest or indeed human rights activism by calling it harassment, trying to save a child's life and undermining a right. No, it's otherwise, it's the abortion industry wants to undermine freedom of expression, freedom of protest, of free association, and obviously most vital of all, the right to life, the one right which encapsulates all the others, because without that right, there are no others. And saying that they're extreme right, I mean, I don't think they are, I don't care if they are, okay, whether it's left or right or center, I mean, it's beyond that. It's about common humanity or moderate or extreme. I mean, this is just a thought-ending, terminating cliche. You're extreme. It's completely vapid. It's just another way of saying, I disagree with you. If you're bereft of any logical arguments, you just hurl that branding reproach at people. The murder of 60 million children a year is extreme, isn't it? What's more extreme than that? 70 million children, 80 million children, 90 million children, 100 million children? There is no end to the bloodlust of the abortion industry. They would be happy when the human race goes extinct. And obviously, the current trajectory, it will, with fertility rates falling so low. That's not why I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life because I'm a human being, and it could have happened to me, and it could have happened to you. And just because it doesn't happen, didn't happen to you, doesn't mean it's fine. For example, I've never been raped, which doesn't mean I should say, well, if you want to commit that crime to someone else, go ahead. It's your choice. True, it is a choice, not one that should be allowed. Not all options are permissible. Anyway, obviously she hasn't gone far enough, and obviously she can't do it on her own. She said she wouldn't change this law, unfortunately, Giorgia Meloni, but at least a little step in the right direction. So in 1978, there was a terrible regression when Italy really went back to the dark ages of infanticide, but just supposedly making it clinical, medicalizing it. Fortunately, the Italian medical profession is one of the most moral in the Western world, and most Italian doctors are not willing to murder children. They recognize that ripping somebody's legs off and arms off and head off is not medical care. Making someone exsanguinate is not medical care. That breaking someone's spine is not medical care. That injecting someone with a deadly poison that causes a cardiac arrest is not care, that asphyxiating somebody is not care, torturing someone to death like that is not care. And it's no excuse to say, but this person's very young, so it's okay. Well, this person's very small. We're all very young. We're all very small. We're all human then, just as we're human now. We're alive back then as we are alive today. What do the victims think? Well, we don't know because they're dead. Anyway, Miss Maloney would obviously like to see this stop. She's not made a concerted effort to save children, but she's at least doing something. Unsurprised, I mean, fury amongst those who wish to murder children without any restrictions. So she says that there'll be counselling centres there and will give women practical and emotional support like that. Law 194, that's the one that legalises the murder of children. And other politicians abroad, they've interfered in Italy's internal affairs because they want to promote child murder. So there's obviously a fairly active and vocal pro-life movement. And those who are obviously most pro-murder are communists in Italy. No surprise there then. They belong to a genocidal movement that was responsible for so many racist atrocities against Ukrainians, against Kazakhs, various ethnic groups in the Soviet Union and indeed elsewhere. And torture on an industrial scale, extremely sadistic oppression. So no surprise that they would like to murder children in their tens of millions every single year. Sadly, people more politically middle of the road, liberals, some conservatives indeed, are on that side. So what will happen? Some women will change their minds. Some children will be born. If it saves even one life, even one, it's worth it infinite times over. You know, and that could be you who's helpless in the uterus, who's going to be killed. So I'm glad that these pro-life organizations will be there to save people. Children's rights activists standing up for human rights. And there's some people who have a vested interest in murdering children. And if that didn't go on, they wouldn't have a job, or at least have rather less work. Italy's got a demographic death spiral, one of the lowest fertility rates in the world. But even if it had a population explosion, I would still be in favor of saving children. Now, I'm all in favor of contraception. If the babies weren't conceived in the first place, that's completely different. So use really any form of contraception, that's absolutely fine by me. That's the most moral thing in the world. But truly try to reduce suffering and not promote it. Reproductive justice, we mustn't use that as a euphemism for the murder of children. And promoting choice, well, you do have a choice. You could not have sex, you could use contraception, doesn't always work, so on. So you can choose to reproduce or not. Once a baby is conceived, you have reproduced, because that's another human being, even in the embryonic stage. All human beings go through that embryonic stage. You know, you were there in the uterus before you were alive, and you had the same right to life as you do now, perhaps even more, because you have at least lived a few years, if you're even listening to this. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and be pro-life and save a children's life. Good people do evil things, I know. And one of the most imbecilic and nauseating arguments for the murder of children is everybody knows a woman who's had an abortion, and that's broadly true, but that doesn't make it any better. I mean, no women have done this and love them anyway, despite realizing they're murderesses, even if not in the strict legal sense. Everyone's a mixture of good and bad. And unfortunately, we can never, ever bring their babies back. But what they can do is prevent that happening to another child, and they can try and save other children and save other people going through that agony. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.